practice of politically motivated denial of visas to the United States for NGOs in consultative status and others to attend United Nations meetings in New York. This recently happened to NGOs accredited to attend the Summit of the Future and visa request letters from the OHCHR to the US, inviting people to its activities in New York, have been refused. The US-UN Headquarters Agreement of 1947 is crystal clear on the obligation of the United States to provide unimpeded access to UN headquarters and to issue visas to NGOs promptly and free of charge. This is a treaty obligation for the United States. We would like to refer to the procedure agreed between the UN Secretary General Doug Hammarskjöld and the United States to be applied in the case of contested visa cases and urge the Secretary General, the High Commissioner and Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights to reactivate and apply the Doug Hammarskjöld formula to resolve contested cases of US visa denials and act to ensure implementation of the US UN Headquarters Agreement. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. I give now the floor to Gunry, which should have been done before the NGOs. So, Gunry, you have the floor.